and for your glory we were made. Use this vessel, Lord, in this moment as you choose, and let my life, let it praise you. Speak to our hearts today, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit has to say to the church. Give us hearts and minds to obey what you declare. We ask and receive this now in Jesus' name. Amen. With all the things that are going on in our world today, in this country and in other countries, and as we see things intensifying at different levels, my thought for the past few days, it kind of hit the front of my mind that we need to be ready to get out of here. And as I was thinking, some of you all are familiar sometimes how my mind works. It works a little different than some people, but that's a good thing, because if we were all the same, this would be a pretty boring place. Amen. Amen. So God knew what he was doing when he made us different. Thank God for that. Amen. So the thought that I have in my mind, and hopefully it will come together, make some a reasonable symptom of some sense, but I think we will get something from it, is simply reservation confirmation. Reservation confirmation. In our natural environment, in our natural existence, some of us, or most of us, look forward to trips. We look forward to getaways. We look forward to vacations. We look forward to relaxation and relocation and refreshing. And when we get excited when we're planning those things. We get excited and we try to do everything that we can to pick the best place for us and the place that we can think we can get the most enjoyment. And we go through the process of securing travel arrangements. And now, honestly, sometimes we travel for not so pleasant occasions. But travel we do, and travel we must. So whether the occasion that we're traveling for is pleasant or unpleasant, most of the time we have time to make our reservation. And when we make our reservation, we usually look forward to receiving a confirmation. So it is with life. It is my pleasure and my duty to tell us and to tell some and to remind others that we are traveling. We have a destination that we are going to. Either we're going to be eternally with the Lord, or we're going to be eternally banished from his presence. But you are traveling. And the end point of your destination depends on what you did to secure your reservation. It's interesting that Bishop Usry mentioned what she mentioned, and we don't talk about what we're preaching or anything like that, because we like to hear from God. But God always kind of sends a confirmation to let us know, yeah, you're on the right track. Yeah, you're on the right track. Because as we were sharing in Bible study, Noah preached 120 years about something that had never happened before. And I shared on Bible study, this is just a little backdrop, hopefully that will entice somebody to come to Bible study, but I shared that in my mind, the way my mind works, when Noah was building that ark, it was probably, in my mind, the very first amusement park. Because imagine people who would bring their family and let's go, where are we going today? We're going to see the crazy man that's building the boat. Huh? We're going to see the crazy man that was, that, and I'm sure families would even bring food and look at this crazy man. He's building the boat, talking about rain. It had never rained. But he had the sure word of God. So we believe the sure word of God. And in fact, God has given us, he has given us a sample and a preview of the rapture. Let's walk for a minute to Genesis chapter number 5. Genesis chapter number 5. For those who have doubt, about the rapture, we don't doubt. We know it's going to happen. And the scripture tells us that we need to make our calling and election sure, or in essence, you need to make a reservation confirmation. All right, Genesis chapter 5 and verse number 23, the Bible talks about Enoch. In the Amplified Version, verse 23 says, so all the days of Enoch were 365 years. In verse 24, it says, and Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God, and he was not, for God took him home with him. So God just took Enoch. So God was just given an inkling or a peek into what he is going to do for the church, what he is going to do for those who are in habitual fellowship with God, those who live their lives according to the word of God, those who obey the gospel, those who hear the gospel, believe the gospel, receive the gospel, and obey the gospel. And this event here in Genesis is mentioned again in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse number 5. It says, because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven, so that he did not have a glimpse of death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony that's still on record that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. So Enoch, our predecessor, if you allow me to use him as a predecessor in to the rapture, Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God, that he was satisfactory to God. So Enoch was making a confirmation of his reservation. He had made up in his mind, regardless of what was going on around him, he was going to live for God. And this is how we have to declare what we're going to do. Not only have to declare it with our mouths, but we have to declare it with our actions. We have to make sure that we have a reservation. Now, how do you get this reservation? What is it going to cost me to make sure that I can make the rapture? The rapture is an event that's going to happen. We have to hear the voice of God. We have to obey the voice of God. We have to align ourselves with the word of God. So we move to John, the 10th chapter, and we hear the words of Jesus. In John, the 10th chapter, beginning around verse number 27, it says, the sheep, Jesus is speaking now, he says, the sheep that are my own hear and are listening to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So whose voice in 2017 are we listening to? Are we listening to the voice of academia? Are we listening to the voice of philosophers? Are we listening to the voice of some religious guru somewhere? Or are we listening to the voice of God? Jesus said, the sheep that are my own sheep, they hear, and they're listening to my voice. So you might need to examine, who are you really listening to? And then in verse 28, he says, and I give them eternal life. This is the prize. He said he gives his sheep eternal life, and they shall never lose it or perish throughout the ages. So that eternal life that we receive when we receive salvation, we will never lose. That's what Jesus said. He says, to all eternity, and they shall never by any means be destroyed, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. Thank God for a confirmed reservation. Nobody can take us or snatch us or nobody can bump into Jesus and I dropped one. No, no, no. Nobody can snatch us who are the true sheep of God, who are the sheep that have their ears tuned to the voice of God. So my question among several questions is, what is our ears tuned to? Who are we listening? Are we listening or have we become accustomed to hearing the voice of God? When God says go, do we go or we just stand there? He says, no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. Then he says in verse 29, my Father who has given them to me is greater and mightier than all else, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. Jesus is saying, basically, I got some backup. I got some backup. You can't snatch nothing out of my hand, and then you can't snatch nothing out of my Father's hand. And then he hits him with a golden nugget in verse number 30. He says, I and the Father are one. Oh, Lord, I and the Father are one. So, you know, at this particular time, those religious folks, they wanted to stone Jesus. They wanted to kill him because they said, if you read in the context, they said, you being a mere man, you make yourself equal with God. But I'm so glad that we know who Jesus is. I'm glad that we have made our calling and election sure. So now we have to kind of lay this foundation because Jesus is going to speak some things and he's going to speak these things with authority, and we have to exercise the same thing that Enoch exercised. We have to exercise faith and take God at his word. All right, we believe, and I shared in Bible study that we are pre-tribulationists. We believe that God is going to rapture the church out before the great tribulation. But in order for us to be able to take part in that rapture, we have to make a reservation, and we have to confirm that reservation. So Jesus now, we're still in John chapter number 14, and this is a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. And he says in verse number 1, do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. We're living in a day when trouble seems like it's coming from all sides. But Jesus is here speaking chapter of John, and he still speaks to us because, again, we understand and know that God's word is living. It's not dormant. It is alive. So he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be distressed. Do not let your hearts be agitated. You believe in, adhere to, and trust in, and rely on God. So he tells them, you're doing a good thing because you're believing in God. Those of us who are believing in God, those of us who are adhering, that means you are obeying God. All right, so it takes us further than just believe, because the devil believes and trembles. So we have to believe, then we have to do something with that belief. We have to adhere, we have to obey God, and then we have to put our trust and our confidence in God. We have to rely on God. We have to lean our whole human understanding on God. If you allow me to use the expression, we have to push all our chips to God's side of life's table. And we go all in with God. We're trusting in him. We're not trusting in the arm of flesh. We're not trusting in our own thinking, or we're not trusting in popular opinion, but we're believing, we're trusting, and we're relying on God. So Jesus said, you believe in God, believe in, and adhere to, and trust in, and rely also on me, because he told them in John 10:30 that I and my Father are one. So when we put our confidence in the visible manifestation of the invisible God, when we put our confidence in Jesus Christ, then we are trusting, in fact, in God. So now he tells us in verse number 2, in my Father's house. Very, very familiar. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. There are many homes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I am going away to prepare a place for you. I'm glad that Jesus has gone away to prepare a place for me. And not only me, he has went away to prepare a place for all those who would make their calling and election sure, for all those who will be ready, if you will, for the flight. There's going to be a flight. There's going to be a flight that won't be on any of the airlines. Southwest don't have this flight. Glory, hallelujah. Whatever you, listen, you won't need any more frequent flyer miles, because this is just one trip that you better make. Glory, hallelujah. This is one trip that I intend to make. Listen, oh, and guess what? You ain't got to have no carry-on bags. Glory, hallelujah. I hear the Bible say that we have to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And sometimes we carry a whole lot of stuff in life's journey. We carry a whole lot of things that would kind of weigh us down. But the Bible encourages us to wear this world and the cares of this world as a loose fitting garment, so that when the Lord appears in the sky, and he will appear just like the word declares that he will, we will be ready to go. If you allow me to use this expression, we don't want to be on heaven's no-fly list. Glory, hallelujah. Because there's some people, I might as well be real with this. I hope y'all invite me back next week. But there's some people sitting in here right now that are on the no-fly list. Why? Because you haven't made a decision to once and for all give your life over to Christ, and you're going to have to go through the TSA. Heaven got a TSA. It's the angels that's going to say, no, he ain't been cleared. She hasn't been cleared for this flight. Right? Listen, because we have to understand what the Bible already lets us know. God sees us in two people. He sees the human race either in Adam or in Christ. And in Adam, all die. But in Christ, all shall be made alive. So listen, there's a screening process. We're going through a screening process. You can't bump me out of my seat. Glory, hallelujah. And I can't bump you out of your seat. You better make your calling and election sure. You got to make sure that you are not on the no-fly list. And what will keep you on the no-fly list is sin. That's right, sin. For some flights, you don't need bags. Listen, I hear the Bible said in one place that some men's sins go on before them, and some sins they follow after. Listen, God has given us a golden opportunity and a great opportunity in his word. He said if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So we ain't got to go to bag his claim for nothing. All we have to do is claim what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. We have to make our calling and election sure. Listen, I'm looking for this flight. Yes, I am. I ain't going to have to call. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to get me to heaven, and I ain't going to have to call Lyft. I got the power to lift up in me in the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. So when God get ready, when he sends, when he comes back as Jesus, glory, huh? We're going to have some lifting power. We already got it. If we have been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, listen, you know how sometimes, glory to God, you make a reservation on an airline and they send you on your smartphone or on your tablet, they send you a confirmation. They say, congratulations, you are on flight, whatever. But listen, when God filled us with the Holy Ghost, that was our heavenly email. He said, congratulations, you've been cleared for takeoff. So all you got to do, it don't matter if you're at work, if you're at home, if you're in your car, it don't matter. But when the flight is cleared from the tower is in heaven. And when God is some kind of air traffic controller. So when God says all things are ready, I'm about ready to get my people up. Now boarding. Glory. Hallelujah. Now boarding. Flight one. One what? It don't need no numbers after that. Just flight one. Destination heaven is now boarding. onboarding. That same Jesus that the angels told those men in the book of Acts, that same Jesus who you see go up in the clouds, he shall come again in like manner. So don't stand around here gazing. So what we got to do, those of us who have made our resurrections, we have to occupy until he comes. Yes, I ain't got to worry. I already got the email. And every now and then, you need to check your reservation status. When the last time you felt the Spirit of God move on the inside, when the last time you spoke in tongues, as the Spirit of God give utterance, that's an update. That's an update to the program, reminding you soon and very soon we go take flight. Glory. Hallelujah. I hear the Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, somewhere around verse number 14, for the Lord himself, he's the captain of our salvation, and he's the pilot that's going to take us out of here. He said the Lord himself, he shall descend, not he might, but he shall descend from heaven with a shout. You talk about a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Now there are some who have made a reservation and they're sleeping in death right now. But one thing about this reservation, if you have confirmation, can't nobody bump you off this flight. So he said, Paul said, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep. All the saints that we know, and all the saints, you hear me? I said no, because God is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. So all the saints that we know have went to sleep in God. The Bible said the Lord himself, he shall descend. I'm so glad that he ain't sending angels for us. God loves us enough to come for us himself. Since he died for us, he's coming back for us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I'm going, guess what? I'm going to come back. Woo, glory. I'm glad he ain't sending a messenger to get us. He's coming back himself. The Lord himself, he shall descend. Glory. I can plant my flag on that word. He shall descend from heaven. God's coming back. Listen, we're showing up living in the last days. And scoffers are saying, where is the promise of his coming? Because since the fathers went to sleep, all things remain. That's like they did for 120 years. But when God told Noah to get in that boat, he went in. And God closed the door. God is about to close the door on this age. And I would encourage you, I would admonish you to get your ticket stamped. You need to repent if you haven't already. You need to be buried in water in the name of Jesus Christ. That name that is above every name that's given among men. And you need the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Let me park there for a minute. You need the genuine Holy Ghost, because if the Russians can hack what they want to hack, the devil can hack where he wants to hack. So don't you be satisfied with some manufactured and made up tongues. You need the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. You need Emmanuel. You need God with us. You don't need no dibble dabble dabble. Nothing. Get away with that mess. You need to be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God, not the spirit of imitation. The Spirit of God gives utterance. That's what you need. That's how you confirm your reservation. A lot of folks talking about heaven ain't going nowhere near it if you don't change. Everybody ain't going. God, you got to help us. You got to help us. You got to help us. This ain't no friends fly free deal neither. Glory. Come on. I love you, but I got to go for myself. I hope to see you there, but I got to go for myself. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Reservation confirmation. Are you on the flight manifest? Are you on the flight manifest? You know how it is sometimes when somebody makes a computer error? And then they have the audacity, and sometimes it works to our favor, to overbook a flight. Ooh, glory. Yes, they do. I feel like walking a little bit. They have the audacity to overbook a flight, and then they are authorized to give you some bonuses. Well, we'll pay for you. We'll pay for you to fly anywhere in the country. Listen, this flight is not overbooked. Glory. Hallelujah. This flight is not overbooked. Everybody that's supposed to make the flight, gonna make the flight. Ain't nobody gonna have to be bumped. Well, you're gonna have to catch a later flight. No. Guess what? So far in my life, I'll just say this. I haven't flown first class down here. Ooh, glory. That's down here. But guess what? I got one first class ticket already purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ooh, I'm able to stretch out in God. Ooh, no coach, no economy. This ain't no cheap salvation. Ooh, Jesus paid the full price. So when we fly, ooh, we fly in first class. Woo! You're looking at a VIP, a victorious person in progress. Glory, hallelujah. All of us who made our reservation, we're all VIPs. Victory in progress. Mm-hmm. So what you gonna do with that? Well, I'm gonna check my reservation. I don't want it in my junk mail. I want it in the inbox. Here's the inbox. Your soul is heaven's inbox, and God wants to flood your soul. That's why you need a refreshing of the Holy Ghost from time to time. Okay, let's get some Bible for that. Remember on the day of Pentecost, they got filled with the Holy Ghost, but then some time later, they were in another room, and they were praying. Bible says, and the place was shaking where they were, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So God can fill. Listen, God can fill us as often as he wants to fill us. And listen, we shouldn't neglect or draw back from a refilling. And a refilling, how many, listen, when the last time you had to refill your car? As high as gas is. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't want to go there, but they done raised it 12 cents a gallon, right? But then we drive it and we take it and then we got to refill it. Well, so as we journey down here on this side of eternity, God's driving. He's the driver. He's the head. So he said, wait a minute now. You've been working hard. You've been doing this in ministry. You've been laboring with this. And now, you know, you have some issues that I'm working out and taking care of. But the Bible did say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Then the Bible did say somewhere about they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. So that means I got to renew. So I need a recharge. I need to renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Here's an indication that we're going to fly. God got some stuff that we're going to fly over down here. But the great flight, the ultimate flight, is when we go back with Jesus. So back in Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, I'm about to wrap this thing up because I feel like running. I wish I could just take off. Sometimes you ever feel like you can just take off? Glory. Hallelujah. I can't jump as high as I used to jump when I was playing basketball, but I just feel like I can just take off. Woo, glory. But anyway, in Thessalonians, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the ark of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ. Woo-hoo, the dead in Christ, they shall rise first. Glory. Hallelujah. And then those of us, that's something to look forward to. Are you one of the us? Ooh, those of us who are alive, glory, and remain shall be caught up. Ooh, caught up together with them. Oh, God. Ooh, it's going to be something in a moment. moment and a twinkling of an eye, God's going to give us a body. We shall be changed. That's what it says in Corinthians. It might not be on the board, but it's in my head. So in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Quicker than light can reflect off of your eyeball. Oh, that's how fast it's going to happen. God is going to translate us, and we're going to have a body that can go from this environment through the spheres, the hemisphere, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, and all them other spheres I wasn't paying attention to in class. But we're going through all of them. Glory. Hallelujah. And God's going to give us a body just like his. Oh, the rapture is a sure thing. The rapture is a sure thing. And sooner than some of us think, God's going to crack the sky. Oh, yes, he is. But have you made your reservation? Have you made your calling and election sure? Or did you slip up? You slip up. Are you on heaven's terrorist watch list? Are you associating with some ungodly characters? Have you been indoctrinated and radicalized into a sleeper cell of the devil? The devil is lulling some people to sleep and telling you, you ain't got to go here, you ain't got to go to church, you ain't got to read your Bible, you can party, you young, or you not that young. Well, you done worked hard, you need to enjoy yourself, but you need to let your hair, don't you ain't got time to let no hair down, whether it's yours that you grew or yours that you bought. It's yours, but you ain't got time. Listen, because the Lord is soon to come. So we don't want the devil to infiltrate our hearts. We don't want the devil to infiltrate our minds and get us, listen, and get us to rebel against God. That's what terrorists do. And we got some sleeper cells, some physical sleeper cells here in this country. You can build all the walls you want, but they're already here, because I heard the Bible said that the spirit of the Antichrist is already here. So who is he influencing? Don't you dare allow yourself to be influenced by the spirit of the devil. God wants you to know that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants you to make sure that you're ready for this flight. You can't be running. You can't be running to the church when the rapture happens and people are gone. Ain't no need of running down here. You should have been running to the altar when you had a chance. You should have been laying aside all your bad habits, all your, oh God, all right. I'm going to start naming some, so I might not have to look at y'all, but if it's you, you need to run up here when the time comes and leave it at the altar. Listen, all your lying, all your cheating, all your arrogance, all your hypocrisy, all your illicit sexual behavior and appetites, all your drugs, all your drunkenness, all your smoking, whatever you smoking, all your sniffing, and all your creeping, you need to lay it down at the altar, because when the rapture happens, they're going to be running for the church house, and we ain't going to be here. You're going to be running, and you're going to call for the security team, and the security team will be forever off duty, because they made their calling and election sure. So ain't no need for you to run into any church. You might not make it to this building, but you might find a church in your neighborhood. Too late. Listen, sometimes in different parts of the country in the wintertime, some flights are grounded. They're grounded because the wings, glory to God, God's helping me this morning. Oh, Lord, I'm helping myself. I feel good in my soul, but sometimes the wings accumulate ice. Yeah, they accumulate ice, and they got to send them trucks out there with some kind of special formula to de-ice the wings. What happens to some of us? We have allowed ice to formulate on us. The Bible said the love of many is going to wax cold. Some of us are cold. cold and indifferent. We think, okay, I'm saved and that's all I need. Listen, God called us. The sole purpose for the church of God is to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't you sit there and think, well, I'm all right. Me and mine's all right. What about outreach? God said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every nation. So don't you sit on the runway with your arms folded and your legs crossed and you done got all kind of ice on your wings. God said, there's some work that I need you to do. I need you to tell somebody that Jesus saves. God said, I'm here to the ice your wings. So all you cold folks, when the altar time calls, you need to make this altar hot. We need to make this altar hot with prayer. So the ice that we have allowed the ice to accumulate on our spiritual wings. This is the de-icing area. Glory. Hallelujah. So listen, you sure don't want to be grounded due to inclement weather. Glory. Look at God. And you don't want to be grounded because of the weather. Listen, when we make our calling and election sure, I don't care if it's thunderstorming. I don't care if it's a hurricane or tsunami. When God gets ready, we're going to go through whatever weather is out there. But you got to make your reservation. Confirmation is time. It is time. It has been time. So I got to examine myself, because after I done preached to you, I ain't going to be no castaway. So I'm laying off some stuff. I'm getting rid of some stuff. I'm excavating myself. I'm disassociating myself from some stuff. That don't mean a whole bunch of nothing anyway. So what are you saying? You saying I can't live? I ain't saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Jesus celebrated life. Life is to be celebrated. But I got to keep my priorities right. For those of you all who were not saved all your life, you ever been drunk and missed an appointment? You ever had a, thank you, got one amen. Got a hallelujah over here. All right. All the ex-alcoholics might be leaning in this section. I don't know. But you ever been high? All right. And missed an important appointment? And you running out the house, you got one sock on, one gray sock, one brown sock, one shoe, one sneaker, because of what you did. And you was like, don't allow yourself to be drunk with the cares of the world, because when the Lord comes, you won't hear it. All right. I gave y'all enough. If we take it, and it's just not me, but we through the years, just let me get this right, we through the years have heard so much preaching that if we live up to that, we are guaranteed a triumphant and glorious entrance into the presence of God. Oh, so Lord, if you allow us, by your grace, I'm so glad for the grace of God. I'm so happy for the grace of God. I'm so happy for the long suffering of God. I'm so happy for the forbearance. God put up with my foolishness before I got saved. And can I just be real for a minute? And my foolishness after I got saved? Wait, I think the Bible says he shall save his people from their sins. So we're his people, and sometimes we sin. Ooh, a preacher said that on a Sunday morning. Yes. Sometimes we sin. But look at God. He said if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we, who are his sheep, who hear his voice, who know him and he knows us, if we miss this flight, whose fault? In conclusion, Ask yourself. This ain't no look at your neighbor. Ask yourself, do you have reservation confirmation?